All right, so get this. We're talking about AI today, but not the usual, robots taking over the world stuff.
Right.
This deep dive is about something way more down to earth, literally energy.
Okay.
You probably didn't think checking your spam folder was contributing to global energy consumption, did you?
Probably not, no.
But here's the kicker. Experts are predicting that by 2026, AI could be using as much electricity as the entire country of Japan.
It's incredible, isn't it? Japan. Yeah. It's a bit of a hidden crisis, you know? I think we're all so focused on the amazing things AI can do, like write poems, create images, even diagnose diseases, that we forget there's this massive energy bill behind all that digital magic.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little. So we've got research papers, news articles, even some internal tech company projections, and they're all pointing to this coming energy surge.
Yeah.
But why is AI so power hungry in the first
Well,
place?
think of it like this AI is essentially a bunch of really complex calculations running on incredibly powerful computers. Those computers live in data centers, which are basically giant warehouses packed with servers. And those servers are constantly, crunching data generating heat and guzzling electricity. It's like having a million light bulbs burning 24/7.
And it's not just the computing power itself, right? There's
Right.
also the whole cooling issue.
Absolutely. These data centers generate so much heat that they need constant cooling to prevent the servers from melting down.
Oh, wow.
And that cooling, usually done with massive air conditioning systems and sometimes even water, requires even more energy.
Really?
It's like trying to cool down a volcano with a garden hose.
So we've got this double whammy, energy intensive computing plus energy guzzling cooling.
Yeah.
No wonder the numbers are so staggering.
Right.
The reports say AI already accounts for something like 2% of global energy demand, and it's projected to hit 10% by 2030.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Think about it. That's like every single light bulb, phone charger, and electric car on the planet running on power specifically for AI.
It's a huge shift.
That's a huge e-shift in how we use energy.
It is, and it's not just about the raw numbers. There's also the issue of where this energy is coming from and the environmental impact it's having. A lot of data centers are still powered by fossil fuels. So as AI's energy demand grows, so do its carbon emissions.
And then there's the whole water angle I was reading about, how some data centers are located in areas that are already experiencing water shortages,
Yeah.
and they're competing with local communities for this precious resource.
Exactly.
It's like we're building these digital brains in the desert and then having to ship in water just to keep them from overheating.
Exactly. It's creating this complex water energy nexus that we're only just beginning to understand. And it raises some really important questions about the sustainability of AI in the long term.
So it sounds like we're facing a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah.
On the one hand, we have this incredible technology with the potential to revolutionize everything from healthcare to transportation. But on the other hand, it's got this massive energy footprint that could have serious consequences for the planet. What are we supposed to do? Just unplug all the servers and go back to the Stone Age?
Well, I don't think that's the answer. But it's clear that we can't just ignore this problem and hope it goes away. We need to find ways to make AI more energy efficient, both in terms of the algorithms it uses and the infrastructure that supports it.
Which is exactly where things start to get really interesting.
Okay.
Because while this energy crisis might seem like a roadblock,
Yeah.
it's also driving some pretty incredible innovation. I mean, some companies are even considering nuclear power as a solution.
Wow.
Nuclear power. That's a pretty bold move.
It is bold and it's certainly not without its risks, but it shows just how seriously some players are taking this energy challenge. You know, they're looking at every option from renewable energy sources like solar and wind to entirely new ways of designing data centers and even the AI algorithms themselves.
All right, so we've got this problem, AI's energy guzzling, and we've got some potential solutions bubbling up.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into those, I want to come back to something you said earlier about the sustainability of AI.
Okay.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, when we talk about sustainability, we're not just talking about the environment. We're also talking about the long-term viability of AI as a technology. Can we afford it, both literally and figuratively?
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Are you saying that AI might eventually price itself out of existence? Like it becomes so expensive to run that it's just not feasible anymore?
It's not impossible. You know, if the energy costs associated with AI keep rising, it could put a real damper on innovation and development. Companies might start to shy away from AI projects if the energy bills are too high.
Right.
It's like trying to build a skyscraper with bricks made of gold. You might be able to make a few floors, but eventually it's just going to become too costly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not just talking about the cost in dollars and cents, though.
Right.
It's also about the cost in terms of resources, electricity, water, the raw materials that go into building these data centers.
Yeah.
If AI's energy demands continue to skyrocket, it's going to put a strain on all of these resources. And that could have ripple effects throughout the entire economy.
So it's not just a tech problem, it's a societal problem.
Precisely. And that's why it's so crucial that we start thinking about solutions now before we hit a crisis point.
Okay, so let's dive into those solutions.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that some companies are exploring alternative energy sources, even nuclear power. What are some other possibilities?
Well, one area that's showing a lot of promise is energy-efficient AI.
Okay.
Researchers are developing new algorithms and techniques that can achieve the same results with less energy input.
Interesting.
Imagine a future where your phone could run AI-powered apps for much longer without needing a charge.
Yeah.
Or your smart home could be even more energy efficient.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But how does that actually work? Are they like shrinking the algorithms or something?
It's a bit more complex than that.
Okay.
But you're on the right track.
Okay.
One technique is called model compression, where they essentially trim down the size of the AI model without sacrificing too much accuracy. It's like taking a giant textbook and condensing it down to a handy study guide.
So they're basically making AI leaner and meaner.
Exactly. And there are other techniques like federated learning, where instead of sending all the data to a central server, the AI model is trained on devices like your phone or laptop,
Right.
and then the learnings are shared without sending all the raw data.
Oh.
It's like having a study group where everyone contributes their notes without having to meet in person.
So that cuts down on all the data transfer, which
Right?
is a huge energy suck. I'm
Yeah.
starting to get it, but what about the data centers themselves? Those things are like energy vampires.
That's true, but there are innovations happening there too.
Like what?
Companies are experimenting with new cooling systems that use less energy, and they're even looking at building data centers in cooler climates or even underwater where they can take advantage of natural cooling sources.
Underwater data centers.
Yeah,
That's wild.
it sounds futuristic, but it's becoming a reality.
Yeah.
And then there's the idea of distributed data centers,
Okay.
where instead of having a few giant hubs,
Right.
we have a network of smaller, more localized data centers. It's like going from a centralized power grid to a system of microgrids powered by solar panels on individual homes.
Okay, that's making me think. If we're talking about decentralizing data centers, could we also decentralize the AI itself?
Interesting.
Could we have more AI processing happening on our devices rather than in the cloud?
That's a great question, and it's something that researchers are definitely exploring.
Okay.
It's known as edge computing, and it has the potential to make AI more efficient and responsive. Imagine a world where your self-driving car could make decisions in real time without having to constantly communicate with a distant server.
That would be a game changer, especially for applications like autonomous vehicles
Right.
or even medical devices where split-second decisions can be crucial.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that require a lot of processing power on our devices?
Whoa.
Wouldn't our phones melt down?
That's the challenge. We need to develop more efficient hardware specifically designed for AI processing.
Okay.
Think of it like the difference between a general-purpose computer and a specialized graphics card for gaming. We need the AI equivalent of a graphics card, a chip that can handle the complex calculations of AI without draining the battery.
So we're talking about a whole new generation of AI-powered devices. That's pretty
It
exciting.
is.
But let's shift gears for a moment. I've been hearing a lot about how AI could actually help us solve our energy
Oh,
problems.
yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
There definitely is. AI is already being used to optimize energy grids, predict energy demand, and even develop new renewable energy technologies. It's like having a super smart energy manager that can constantly adjust the system to maximize efficiency and minimize waste.
So AI could be both the problem and the solution.
Yeah.
That's kind of a mind-bending paradox.
It is. And it highlights the importance of using AI responsibly and strategically.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we're developing AI in a way that benefits humanity and the planet, not just for the sake of technological advancement.
This makes me think of something.
Okay.
You know how we talked about the possibility of AI hitting an energy ceiling and maybe pricing itself out of existence?
Right.
Well, what if the opposite happens? What if by driving innovation in energy efficiency and renewable energy, AI actually unlocks a new era of abundant, sustainable energy for everyone?
That's a fascinating possibility, and it's one that I think we should all be striving for.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where AI helps us harness the power of the sun,
yeah.
the wind, and other renewable resources in ways we can't even imagine today.
A world where our energy needs are met without harming the planet.